Where's our agenda?
Okay, it's 7 o'clock. Port of Sagi Slough Commission meeting, Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. It is 7 p.m. Everybody is present. We have a full commission here. Do we have any public comment? Seeing no one in the audience, I doubt it. Approval of the agenda by consent. Anything need to be added or taken away? Hearing none, it's approved. Approval of the minutes. Everybody look at the minutes. By consent, hearing no,
I've got no
disagreements. It is approved by consent. We will turn it over to Kelly for approval of the financials.
Checks printed in August were $73,311.34, and the occupancy of the campground was up 1%, and mortgage was up 9%.
Is that pretty typical?
Yeah, it is.
They're still coming in too, aren't they?
Oh yeah. I think they've been going for like 2 weeks now. Pretty sticky.
The mortgage.
When you say your August campground was up 1%, what's your percentage being full in your park?
On the occupancy reports, we were 98%. Yeah, last year we were 97%, we're 98% this year.
And we have
all the snowbirds leaving, or we still got a few of them hanging around with this wonderful weather and good fishing?
We have a few of them, but some of them are leaving early. They're ready to go hunting now after the fishing. So.
Okay.
Mike, you have any questions for Kelly?
No. Other than, have you heard from the auditors yet?
Yes, I finally did. I've sent them all the stuff. I just haven't heard back after I sent them everything, so...
Who's that?
Auditor Sydney Grimstead.
Thank you, Kelly. We're down to number five, manager and commissioner reports. Any commissioner have anything they'd like to report, talk about, within reason?
Dave, I was asked about the bulkhead. Have we heard anything new on the bulkhead? And are the feds holding us up on that?
In the last few weeks, we have been making some headway. OEM is our go-between between FEMA.
Okay.
FEMA works in a way now that they don't conduct conversations with us, so we converse with OEM. OEM presents for us to FEMA. We are making headway to where we feel like this project may happen.
Is it a matter of releasing the funds?
Releasing the funds. The funds are available.
And they've given us no indication when it might happen.
Not when it might happen, but we're feeling more comfortable that we may get them. This
All
year.
Right.
I mean, nobody has outright said that yet, but for we're giving them our in the water work window. We're giving them back the estimates that we have, and we're proceeding.
It seems that I understand that new board is going to go all the way from the ramp. All the way through?
Yes, it's going to go all the way to the other side of the fish cleaning station over there.
Have they set a sheet piling?
Sheet piling. That's what we've been going for with our, and that's the engineered plan that we had to begin with.
Yeah, it's great. I just hope they weren't going to use rock.
Was the sheet pile? Yeah.
That's better.
But it really surprised me that we've been starting to make a little bit of headway just out of the blue.
What makes you say that? What kind of headway?
Well,
an example.
They're asking us to make sure that our plan is the way we want it. They're making sure that our numbers are correct, and they're telling us that they do have funds that they're going to allocate at some point, that they are available. So as far as I know, there is a good possibility that that could happen.
Now, do they know that it's sloughing off into the river?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we've updated our pictures. We've done...
Okay. So they're aware of the critical nature
of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how... And I think I've heard this before, but once that piling is all established, how does that impact that fish cleaning station?
Well, I don't know yet at this point. It'll probably come out temporarily, I'm sure.
Has anybody ever created just a schematic or a footprint?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that would show its relationship to...
It's not going to show the fish cleaning station, but it shows... I mean, everybody's seen that.
It's been a while since I've seen it. Yeah.
Well, how would that... I'm confused. How does the piling affect the fish cleaning station? You're going to have to take it out?
I'm not saying it does. I'm just assuming that it's got to come out in order to get to that area to put the...
Oh, no.
This fish cleaning station down here.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
By the boat.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Unless there's something built out over?
Yeah. It is. It's built out over a little bit. That's just... Nobody said that. I'm just assuming by looking at it that it's got to come out in order for them to put... And it is... All it is wood planks that it's sitting on there. That's not a...
Probably just be lifted up and moved.
It's cantilever over wood planks?
Yeah. It's not anything permanent. Basically.
Okay, but it's nothing we can't deal with once we get the...
Oh, no.
David, I have a question. Wouldn't it be a better utilization of our space to eliminate that and just rely on this one?
Well, that's really a popular place.
As much activity as we have during fishing season, the two fish cleaning stations hardly keep up with what we've got going on.
You're going to have it.
But that was... I don't know if that... I can't... That fish cleaning station's been there as long as I've been here. We've made the station bigger and added the cover to it.
And I... You know, I've got a direct view of that. And I'd miss the... seeing the people drag their fish up there. Of course, that's selfish on my part. I'd like to see it kept
there. When you ask that, Bill, it just made me think about just knowing how it's built right there, that if they do put sheep pile in and they have to drive them, it does cantilever over, so they may have to remove that section right there.
But that's something.
But it's nothing that we can't put.
I could say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and since we have it there, we probably ought to put it back, because once you take it away, you'll never get it back again.
Yeah, I'd like to see it kept there.
I have a better feeling that we're proceeding. It's been 2 years now, and I can't say for sure that it's going to be in this work window, but boy, the way things are going, the stuff that they're asking us for, I would assume that it may be going to happen.
What about the Coast Guard? What's going on there?
They've been put off, and Bill might know about that.
Well,
they've got
a problem of their own of the bank sloughing off right near the existing station, and they're trying to get federal funds to create, I don't know if it's going to be sheet pile, but they're going to try to prevent the same problem that we have, only on a larger scale. There, it's as you take the road down to the existing Coast Guard station, the land is sliding down into the river, sliding down a few inches every 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, because they were supposed to come down here and move their their fleet down here temporarily.
So they're also working on federal funds for that. And they've had Val Hoyle down there to look at it. And so the feds are getting involved in that too. And they're trying to get some pork barrel funds.
Been parking one of their
so that Val Hoyle can get credit for putting in the repair to that bank that's sloughing off there by the Coast Guard station. I'm being a little cynical.
Well, it looks to me like that probably is going to be something similar to what they have put in on the roadie expansion.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think just sheet pile. I think they're going to have to go in and do much more to stabilize that.
Yeah, stabilize with Jersey berries and other things. Yeah.
Pretty tall slope.
Yeah.
There's actually a bid that come out. We were asked to bid on it. We declined. I don't know what the results of the bid were.
That's, again, I thought that project was all approved the way they had been talking to us about.
I thought it was, too. Yeah. Maybe that's why I've never heard anything since back from the bids.
But. It's kind of the same thing that's been happening with us with this bulkhead.
Well, I know they're working for funds on that one, too.
Mm-hmm. Problem is the fires have taken up a lot of the funds.
Boy.
Yes.
No, I really do hope that this comes through.
Yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate that. I'll give Erin an update on where we are. She was curious what the situation was on that, so I'll give her an update on it.
Or she can come to our meetings if she wants to know. I'm on public record saying.
You are a cantankerous, Terry. Okay.
I am.
All right.
Anyway, no, thank you. That's fine. I'm just being cynical, too.
We've sent them pretty much everything that they've asked for lately that
good.
Would have been
all right
to be updated.
So. All right. And I'll give them your suspicion that we're moving forward, okay? You've got indication. At least they're looking at the material associated with our project.
Yep.
That's your indication that it's moving forward because they're asking for. Okay, that's good.
They're still asking for information.
I've got no more, guys.
Any other questions of David? One thing I will point out, it was really nice getting my Friday briefings. I must have missed them the last couple of months.
But
you went.
Dave knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The manager's report?
Yeah, it's nice to get that every Friday or even Monday.
Yeah, just and we need a fish report in the bottom of it.
Well, we can't ask him for that, but we can ask him how busy they were. Well, anyway, I'm saying, Dave,
okay.
I'm saying that very pleasantly. It was nice to get it. I kind of miss it. It'd be nice if you could, during the winter, come back up and give us a little report once a week what's going on in the pulse. So,
our separate item, I have been looking at a couple different venues for the possibility of a restaurant concept out here. One is Obi. They have, I've become aware, and I've talked with an individual with them.
Give me the name, what did you mention?
Obi. Obi, you've seen the signs.
Obi Communications.
Yeah. They have a branch of that works now with the development. It's a development side that works for, they are, I don't know how many they have, but they have developed some pretty interesting.
And it's a franchise?
Well, it's a part.
Or is it owned by, a company owned rather than franchised out to individuals?
Obi is a family business that's
right,
older than
God. But they have, part of what they have is,
okay.
Part of what their corporate structure is, they have developed, from what I understand, some very interesting properties for restaurants and that type of thing.
Okay.
And so, working on trying to get
good for you.
Into that venue to see what feasibility would be something like this.
If someone would be interested in our building.
Yep. And the other one, I... still working on King Estates. I haven't been able to land a date. So
they won't take a meeting with you?
Well, it's getting the right people that have the time.
Who's all going to the board relations meeting at Driftwood Shores on the 26th?
Craig, you and me.
Okay.
And that's what I was wanted to remind Craig about, the 26th.
Yeah, I'm kind of tied up that day.
But keep reminding me.
Okay.
What meeting is that, David?
Is it all day?
It's board member relations.
It's
Thursday. Ethics, and it's at Driftwood Shores.
It's a Thursday, right?
Yeah,
right.
8:30, and it goes from 9 to 2.
They put on by special districts?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have good relations. Anything else?
Not that I can think
of. I move the meeting be closed.
By your second? Okay. Closed. Thank you, guys.